This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, CEO of Kinetics USA. If you are a healthcare worker interested in coming to work in the United States, please apply to Kinetics USA, and our team are waiting on hand to speak to you to see how we can make your American dream a reality. Today's topic is living as a nurse in Florida. This is going to be a really fun, exciting show. Florida is a very, very popular destination, not just for international healthcare workers, but also for Americans. So today we're going to learn about what it's like to live in Florida, what the climate's like, what you can do for fun in Florida, what the food is like, what the taxes are like, what the cost of living is like, housing, schooling, culture, lots and lots of topics coming. So today I'm joined by Nina and Anu. Hi, Nina. Hi, Anu.
Hi, hello, good morning, Ms. Tanya. Hi,
how are you? Welcome, we are excited to see you here. So Nina and Anu, please go ahead and give us a little background and introduction about yourself. Let's start with Nina.
Okay, hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Nina Fernandez. I've been a nurse for over 15 years, and I've started my earlier years as a critical care nurse back home in the Philippines. A couple of years later, I moved to the Middle East. I ventured into cardiology, so I specialized on cardiovascular nursing and was trained in the cath lab. And 6 years later, I'm here now in the U.S. So I'm working in the cath lab, specifically here in Florida and in one of the most prestigious and largest institutions here in Florida, which is AdventHealth.
Thank you, Nina. Well, we are excited to hear about your story. And I think an interesting perspective also because, you know, you came from the Philippines, lived in another country, then came to the U.S. Yes. We're going to dig in to see how things were different for you moving from different countries and how the U.S. is different from other places in the world. Nina, did you always want to come to the United States?
Yes, indeed. It has always been a plan for me ever since I decided to become a nurse. So my sister, I do have relatives as well, working in the nursing field, and they've been living in the U.S. for a couple of years now. So it's good to have family as well here in the United States.
That's definitely helpful. Makes it a much easier transition. Did you always want to come to Florida?
Yes. Florida has been always one of those states that I've always wanted to go to because it reminds me of home in the Philippines. It has a warm, sunny climate. I love the weather here. And I also love the place. It has a lot of tourist attractions, the beaches as well. It reminds me of home. So it's like closer to home to me, which is why Florida is one of the states that I prefer.
So it was an easy transition. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself. Yes, my name is Anu. I am from India. I came to United States in 2019. And thank you very much for Tanya for giving me this opportunity to share my journey with you guys. Tanya has been always, since I can remember, I started with Kinetics. They were wonderful. The team is wonderful. And I'm happy to be here to share my journey and experience with you guys.
Thank you, Anu. Well, we're excited that you are here. So tell us a little bit about your American dream. Did you always want to come to America? Nina said she did. But did you always want to come to America and why specifically Florida?
Yes. So since I graduated from India, I had the plan to work abroad and US was my dream destination. Not necessarily. So first, when I applied for US, I was actually applying for Arizona, but due to some issues, I had to choose another state. And when I was given the option, I picked Florida because like Nina, I was working in Middle East for some time. And I like the weather. I'm someone who loves warm weather rather than cold. So I opted out any, northern states, and I choose Florida because the weather was something that I can adjust well in. I love, of course, the tropical climate, the rains, and in general, just the warmth of the state. Yeah, that's why I came to Florida.
Okay, so that's a definitely a good reason because it's more what you're used to, so easier to adapt.
Yeah.
Had you ever been to the US before you came here to, when you immigrated?
No, it's actually my first time here this year in the US. I've always wanted to go as a tourist. So I actually arrived here a couple of months ago, around last April. So it's been really overwhelming at me at first, but it's been a whole changing experience for me. So yeah, it's my very first time here.
You'd never been here before.
Yes.
Had you ever been to the United States before? And was there anything that surprised
No.
you? You'd never been here before.
Yeah, same like, yes, yeah, yeah, exactly like Nina. I have never been here before, or yes, never traveled to United States. Yeah, my first time.
Okay, so I think this is very common for many international healthcare workers. It's expensive to travel, so it might be your very first time to come to the United States. So Nina, if you have you been to other cities in Florida? How is where you live different to other cities in Florida?
Yes, indeed. When I first landed here, I was in Orlando, and then we had our orientation program. It was conducted in Altamonte Springs. It's another small city. Compared to where I'm staying right now in Lake Wales, of course, it's more well developed. The bigger cities are more progressive. You see a lot of taller buildings, a lot of skyscrapers, and a lot more establishments that you can find. Here in Lake Wales, only very few are there, but mostly all you can see are, the big lakes and the different what do you call this? Like the different trees. It's more of like trees and lakes compared to bigger cities where you see that, it's more of well-constructed buildings and you see the malls. So it's really very different. It's more like a rural area, like it's very laid back. Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So, because for many people, if you've never been to Florida before, like Nina and Anu, you might think that Florida looks a certain way and might not realize that it really can be different in different parts of Florida. So, Nina, it sounds like it's a much more rural, country, outdoor,
Yeah, country.
kind of living than maybe living in a big city. Anu, how is it different in Orlando?
So yes, Orlando is it's a city, I guess. It's and especially where I'm living, it's like 10 minutes from the airport. And closest cities like Nina said, I have not been to Tampa, but the nearest cities or towns are like Daytona. I have been to Daytona, St. Pete. But yeah, Orlando is basically more of cities and skyscrapers. We have a downtown Orlando area where all the, offices and clubs, all of those attractions are. But there are parts of Florida which are, I mean, part of Orlando which is a bit of countryside. But where I'm located right now, it's in the main city.
Okay, more on the city side. Nina, what surprised you about coming to live in Florida? Was there anything that you didn't expect when you arrived here about what was
Well, for me, I do know Florida is a tropical state, but I didn't expect the summer here to be like super hot as well because I've spent a few years in Dubai. So Middle East is very, it's actually known to be, during the summer days, summer season to be hot. But in Florida, it is as well. What surprised me as well is also, on the better side, it would be a lot of tourist attractions available. And back then I didn't know that they had a lot of beaches and some freshwater springs. So I'm glad that, there's so many places that you can go to. When you're residing in Florida, it's aside from working here, it's also like a vacation as well because there's so many theme parks and so many places that you could explore. I myself, I've been here for a couple of months. I haven't really fully explored Florida yet, so I'm still looking forward to explore the state.
That's fabulous, Nina.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Anu, I know there are a lot of things to like about Florida. Is there anything that you don't like?
I mean, like I said, you know, I like the weather, the rain, and the scenery is just so beautiful. Everywhere you look around, it's just trees and lakes. Oh my God, beaches. Everything is good. Like, but again, you know, hurricane, it's something that you cannot control. But again, I don't have anything that I say I would dislike. Maybe a little bit about the driving. But, the, you know, those drivers are everywhere. So other than that, everything is good.
Okay, so it sounds like you're really happy there and really enjoying it. Do you have you both mentioned the beaches. Do you have a favorite beach that you've been to so far?
There's a Vero Beach. It's just 1 hour away from our place in Lake Wales. So there are a lot of beaches actually in different cities. So, and they are, each of those beaches are probably like 1 hour to 2 hour drive away. So yeah, it's, the beaches here are beautiful. Yeah. And when it's swimming there, it's also like, it's warm, like the sea is warm. So it's very suitable for swimming and to enjoy as well.
Okay. So lots to see and do and lots of beauty. Yeah. Anu, in speaking about the climate, you did mention the hurricane. So for somebody who's sitting outside of the United States and they see these things on TV, it can be very scary and very worrying. Tell us a little bit about the hurricanes, the latest one that happened, Hurricane Ian. Did you experience that in Orlando, or do you have anything to share with any of the viewers about hurricanes?
Yes, of course. So yes, during the Hurricane Ian, we were, you know, it was level 3, level 4. So we were alerted, and we did a lot of preparation in the hospital as well at home. And yes, you know, like they say, get your groceries for a couple of days in advance and make sure you're not driving during those strong winds, and staying at home, making sure you have enough supplies. So we did all that preparation. Luckily, where I stayed didn't have a lot of flood issues as well as any power outage. So I was good. But yes, in the hospital, the teams who stayed back, they had enough support from the hospital as well as from the community. Yeah, it was not that bad as I was seeing on the TV, on the picture. Some areas were hit very, very, I would say they were worse. But the part where I am, Orlando, didn't get hit so much. We just had a lot of wind and rain and just flooding on the roads. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Anu. And I think, you know, what you see on TV, I mean, it can feel very scary when you see those pictures. And it's certainly not something, you know, it is something to consider in living in Florida. But from my understanding, it's really something that's kind of part of life. And what I've learned from many people who live in Florida is you just need to, you learn to prepare for it.
Yes.
Nina, what was that experience like for you?
For me, during that time, it was my very first hurricane. And unluckily, you know, it has been that Hurricane Ian has been considered one of the worst hurricanes ever to hit Florida. So it was a whole new experience for me. I was on mat leave during that time. So since I was situated in Polk County was one of the counties included in the list wherein the government actually considered those counties to be on a state of emergency. So, you know, my husband and I do have a 2-month-old son that time. We weren't that prepared as well. So we decided to temporarily head to Georgia just to stay there for the meantime, because we don't know where the hurricane will be hitting. You know, initially it was predicted to hit Tampa, but unfortunately it hit other cities. So that's one thing as well. So we just wanted to make sure, you know, we're all safe. And we were praying that the place that we were staying wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be hit so much, or there wouldn't be so much destruction. Luckily, Lake Wales was spared. There wasn't much any damage to our area. And one thing I've also learned in Florida, despite of them having so many hurricanes, Florida has been known, you know, for their disaster preparedness. They really do know how to act. So they do have a plan. They do have several programs on how to immediately intervene or to act on whenever a hurricane will either be coming or has landed in Florida. So they're very prepared. Yeah, very organized as well.
That's very good to hear, and I'm sure very reassuring for many viewers who have never experienced something like that. And I think if we think about it, wherever you live in the world, there's going to be something. I mean, I live in California. Here we have earthquakes. You know, if you live in the Northeast, you can have snowstorms. If you live in the Midwest, you can have tornadoes. There's probably always going to be something. But I think the one thing that at least is a little bit of a reassurance with hurricanes is that you do have warning. So you can be prepared like you did, Nina, and move temporarily to Georgia.
Yes.
Okay. You know, what was the hardest thing when you arrived in the beginning, when you came to Florida?
Well, there's one thing that's been challenging as well, and I'm still working on it. It's driving. I didn't have any driver's license since back home in the Philippines, so that's one thing I'm working on. It's essential to learn how to drive here. It's very important as well. So, yeah, that's
I can relate, Nina. I drove in South Africa, but we drive on the other side of the road in South Africa. So it was so scary to me to learn to drive here in the United States. Anu, what has been the biggest challenge when you first arrived in Florida?
So again, I came all by myself, no family, no friends. I had no one here. So I had to, you know, it was a little scary because I had no one to actually guide me. But yes, from Advent Health, we get a lot of help, as in settling in, getting all this, you know, stuff that we need to start on. But most challenging was probably just feeling away from home, finding everything sometime on my own, just like supermarkets or again, like Nina, for a month I didn't have a car because I mean, I had the license, but to switch it to international license and actually buy a car, so for a couple of weeks, I was just using Uber. And once I got the car and driving license and everything, it's been good. But like Nina said, you have to have a license. There are places you can go by walking, but it's just very, very far. But yes, that was just initially, it was a month or so that I found a little difficult because, and as soon as I started working, I made friends and then it was okay. But in the beginning, when you are on your own, it could be a little challenging.
Yeah. I think it can be, and you know, I know, I think it can be challenging either way. And maybe, Nina, you can relate to this, because when you come on your own, everything's on you. So, you know, you've got to kind of make things happen. Whereas when you come with a family like Nina did, it can also be challenging because you have that support system, but then you've got more things to settle. Am I right, Nina? Mm-hmm. You've got more, like you've got, you know, a spouse or you, I know you had a baby. Congrats on the American baby, Nina.
Thank you so much. Yeah, speaking of challenges, that was one of the biggest challenge for me. I actually came here in the U.S. I was 7 months pregnant. Without the support of Kinetics and without Advent Health support, I wouldn't be able to, you know, be here as well. So it was quite challenging being 7 months pregnant. I had to undergo, you know, the orientation program that was for 2 months. But everyone has been so supportive. Especially the people in Kinetics, my onboarding specialist, Kim, as well. I guess some of the viewers has actually asked regarding if ever, you know, if they join Kinetics, would they be settled in the moment they arrive in the U.S.? My answer for that would be 100% yes. They've been very supportive. Until now, I'm still in contact with my onboarding specialist, Ms. Kim. So they've been very supportive. They've been very helpful. They provide you all the information that you need in order to settle well here in Florida. They make your adjustment period, you know, just smooth and, you know, worry-free. So I've been very, you know, grateful to to be a part of the Kinetics.
Thank you, Nina. And thank you for giving Kim a shout out. She's amazing, as are all our onboarding specialists. Okay, let's go back and talk about Florida Fun. Anu, Florida has got a lot of fun things to do. There's a lot of attractions. There's a lot of recreational sites. What have been your favorite things that you've seen or done in Florida so far?
I like going to the beaches. So that's one of my favorite things whenever I can get out. I have been to Daytona Beach like multiple times, and also to Cocoa Beach. And again, it's just my interest that I love racing, so I'm always on Daytona racetrack and just go-karting. I mean, of course, they have a lot of karting places here, and then just the food. So I have been to Universal twice but haven't been to Disney yet. So my favorite thing is just to go back to NASA and the Kennedy Space Center. That's just my interest. So I just love going back to how many times. Just walk in a park. I have so many places nearby. Just, you know, drive over there, sit in a park, Lake Eola, watch the, you know, the birds. And so, yes, exactly. We did went to St. Pete. That was the oldest school, and recently went to Universal. So yeah, a lot of places. Yeah. That's the Lake Eola park you're seeing. Yeah.
So it looks like a vacation. You look like so many fun places to see and do. Nina, what about you? What is your favorite places to visit and to see and to have fun in Florida?
Yes, Florida has been known to have a lot of tourist attractions. If you just want to, you know, de-stress and unwind, there's so many places, you know, like so many options that you could head to. Of course, there are a lot of theme parks. So as you've known, the happiest place on earth, we have Disney. So we have Disney World. There are a lot of freshwater springs. We also, as mentioned by Miss Anu, a lot of beaches as well. And in my city here in Lake Wales, we do have a lot of parks. It's overlooking with a lot of lakes, so it's very beautiful. We'd love to go there with me and my husband and my son. A lot of, you know, scenic places. It's definitely like a vacation. Yeah, here in Florida.
Lots to see and lots to do when you're not working.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.